Cody, what happened last time?
Let me tell you, good buddy, as soon as I get this cat whisker of yours right off my laptop.
Get the little blowy guy.
Oh, yeah, I love blowing. Hell yeah, get off there. This is great for recording. Last time we played, you just finished dealing with the zombie trio, and then you conferred with Charvaros Vade. He informed you that Farron's depiction of a rune was in fact a near-perfect representation of one of the seals used to hide away the Whispering Tyrant. Shows you this in a book known as Whispers in the Dark, a collection of texts and studies done on Tarbafon, aka the Whispering Tyrant. After he informs you that he and Savram will be leaving town shortly, should this prove to be the Whispering Tyrant, he wants his daughter far away from any reach of the undead lich. You confer amongst yourselves and you decide that the best course of action is to return to Droskar's Crucible to attempt to maybe seek out this seal, or to confirm whether or not the seal is at play. After resting for the night, you once again are plagued by terrible dreams, though each of you wake up unfazed. You quietly gather your things in the inn, and you meet up downstairs before trekking out back towards the Crucible. Having rested midday, the sun is beginning to hang low as you make your way into the Crucible depths. You descend down the stairs as you were before, onto the first level of Droskar's Crucible. Something is different, changed since the last time you were here. The unmistakable, subtle whispering still hangs in the air, but beyond that, there is an almost eerie silence. Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Oh boy, there's so much going on.
I know.
This is crazy, like something huge in the lore we're dealing with.
What'd you get, Monet?
19.
Scarab?
29.
And Rootmore?
24.
You feel a subtle unease creep over each of you. You're not quite sure what's different, per se. And as you look around, you realize, maybe to your surprise, that the kobold corpses that once sat here, the ones you dispatched when you first came to the dungeon, are gone.
Oh no.
Oh, so that's it?
I think they reanimated.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Just hoping they'd be reanimated walking up to us. So we don't have to, you know, trip on them and be attacked unwittingly.
Ah, back in the Crucible. Cody, you made it all dark again.
Things are different now.
It's like we have to I don't remember the layout of this place. This is kind of cool. I like this. Right.
Something doesn't feel right.
Not at all.
Never felt right.
I have no memory of this place.
Wait, so what was the perception check was just to see that the bodies have moved. Or they're gone.
And that it was like eerily quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, they're waiting for us. If we learned anything dealing with this place, there will be an ambush.
Well, something Scarab can do. Scarab's gonna kneel down to where one of the bodies. He's gonna lean down to where one of the bodies once was, and recall that kobold, and hunt what once was there. I'd like to, check for tracks, see if these things were drug away, if they vanished, or if they walked.
Yeah, give me a... Actually, you know what? Let's go ahead and just roll over your perception check. There are, in fact, tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody scaled foots. Footsteps.
The foots go this way.
In which direction does he point?
North.
Ugh.
They go that way, and we should go this way.
In fact, I can show you now.
Straight forward. Further into this coffin of death. If there were any other kind. What do you say, Rumor? Monet, are you scared?
Scarab is scared.
Yeah, let's move forward. La-da-da.
How do you proceed?
Well, Rootmore can go first, and he will just round the corner. He'll roll a perception check for traps, ambushes.
Morning next.
Is she cured of doom?
Yes.
She is doomless.
I do have her elements channeled. I figure she would probably do that the second they approached the edge of the woods.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning. All right, Rumor.
He's going to look left and right. Traps and ambushes.
Can Monet also roll a perception check?
Yeah, do you want to move up next to him and look down the right hallway? Or look down the left and right?
Sure.
23.
19.
You ease up to the corner.
Wow.
Cody, before anything happens, can I get, you know, assuming it goes this way, can I get a hunt prey on that? Can I get a hunt prey on what this kobold?
Mm-hmm.
That one that was there.
Yes.
And that's all.
Noted, and I will mark as soon as applicable.
You know, if he's just up walking around.
Okay, so as the two of you approach the corner, before you peek around it, the first thing you see is the headless corpse that had been there previously. Mm-hmm. Appears to have been savaged.
It's munched on.
It is mostly bone at this point, and there is a puddle of black ichorous mess, long spoiled blood. To the right of it, where one of the felled rats was, is now not but a pile of blood. A pile, not a puddle.
Wow. How did they do that?
Well, it coagulates. Or something, it gets hard.
Rootmore, you first, after taking in this gruesome sight, peek around the left corner. You don't see anything. And Monet, while he does this, you peek to the right. Monet, go ahead and give me a stealth check.
14.
As you peek to the right, knelt down over the remaining rat corpses are two kobolds that appear to be chewing away at the remains. Their scales seem to have lost some of their color, and some of them have visible wounds still gaping on them. And as they sit there crunching and munching away at the rat corpses, they slowly lift their scaled heads and turn towards you. Looking over their shoulders, you can see their eyes full of a yellow glow. Roll for initiative.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, buddy.
You sound excited. Rootmore, what'd you get?
31.
Wow. And Scarab?
14.
Monet?
11.
You also roll a 1.
I rolled a 2. I rolled 3 tens and 1 2 today.
Oh my god. Same die?
Mm-hmm.
Should you throw it into the ether?
It's the Monet dice that Hod gave me. I don't want to do that.
I mean, 3 tens on a d20, that's not bad.
Says Imod with his cursed hands.
Rumor, you begin to turn your head to look down to the right. Just in time to see one of them begin to stand. You move first.
Oh, look, that one has a shape of a hammer dent in his head. I'm gonna go put my hammer back there.
And he runs 20 feet towards the closer one and makes a vicious swing with his big old hammer. Poop, 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 poop. Well, maybe 20.
That hits?
Yeah!
There you go.
15 bludgeoning damage. That's it.
Your hammer cracks the kobold's head, sending it sprawling for a moment, but it stands back up. And that's it for your turn?
That's it.
Alright, the southern kobold, the one that you, Scarab, are tracking, slowly shuffles up next to Rootmore, and while you're swinging your hammer down on one, it grabs your swinging arm and it bites at your shoulder.
Oh no.
I would like to make an attack of opportunity, please.
Go for it.
Hell yeah.
Is that because of the grabbing?
He moved twice.
Okay.
Like he moved entered within, a spot I can reach.
And then moved within it. Heard. Mm-hmm. Forgot about that. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. 31 to hit.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, baby.
Where's the button? Ooh, ooh.
Yes, finally.
Don't forget to double them points.
30 bludgeoning damage. Yes.
As it reaches out to grab your swinging arm, you jerk in reaction and backhand your hammer in its way, and the hammer collides with the side of its jaw, sending its head spinning backwards 180 degrees before the body helplessly collapses to the floor. The head, still very much alive, snaps weakly at empty air.
Yeah!
Jeez Louise.
Oh, that's so awesome!
Scarab.
Oh, no.
Someone else first.
Scarab and Tricky. Scarab on Tricky in the hallway.
I smell him. Tricky, charge!
Scarab and Tricky are going to do a cavalier's charge. First 35 feet of movement, Tricky's going to break into the hallway. Scarab's going to look to his right and fire at the kobold previously hit by Ritmore. And continue his motion. Let me see. Let me get a good look before I keep running anywhere. Yeah, Scarab's going to fire and then run down that hallway the kobolds were in. That's a big one.
Yes.
Very big.
Oh, it's going to finish him.
Yeah. Yeah, 34 to hit.
Crit.
Yeah.
Yes,
almost a double crit.
Double crit.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be 32 points of cold iron magical piercing damage.
That's right, you got the cold iron.
I don't know if cold iron work does anything for these guys. We'll see when his head explodes.
It matters not, because that's exactly what happens. Rootmore, you feel a sudden damp mist splash across your face, and where the kobold's head in front of you was, there is now nothing, and the body slumps to the floor.
We got to kick your ass twice!
Yeah, Tricky and Scarab skid down the hallway and turn back towards Rootmore. With my final action, I'm going to listen unless combat's over.
Give me a perception check, and you are out of initiative.
Okay.
Cool.
Natural one.
All clear.
The blood in my ears!
It's still ringing from the gunshot. You are no longer in initiative.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You failed your perception!
Leave it to me.
Scarab's got his fingers in his ears. His head cloacas.
Gross.
I don't know how dragons work, man.
Is everyone okay? No one was attacked.
Rootmore's gonna tow a couple of the bodies. Just pretty sure they don't have anything on them, but.
No.
Just taking a little glance just in case.
They're still stripped from last time.
Yeah.
But I imagine while you're checking them over, you see the one whose head is still moving a bit. And maybe you want to finish him off.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea.
Can I just imagine Rootmore like looking at the bodies? Oh, good idea. Good idea.
Talking to himself. I like the idea that like Rootmore's inner monologue is just my voice. Yeah. Just somebody else's completely different voice, not in his accent or anything. It's just like, you should probably kill that guy.
Rootmore doesn't good idea. Rootmore only has outer monologues.
Yeah. What do you want to do now?
I might as well keep going to the right where Scarab is.
Let's see. Yeah, to the north.
Yeah, the door is still...
The cave to the north, right?
Oh, I don't want to go north. That's the round room, I think.
Correct. Scarab, as you peer around the corner to the north, you can still see through the open door.
Mm-hmm.
That was the round room where Monet fought the Varguils.
The electrical traps of the doors kept opening and closing.
But back this other way. There's the secret entrance. Into the listening room.
Oh, yeah. Foggy room with the...
I do know it was trapped, but we dismantled at least one of them. There was still that room with the...
statues.
The tiles touch it that tilt. So we may...
Yeah, you actually did not dismantle.
We just
figured
it.
Out where they were.
Yeah. So we can at least try to do that again.
Go ahead and give me a perception check again, all of y'all. Actually, you know what? Let's forego it. I think at this point you would actually be able to hear it. Because as you enter this room that is still steamy and foggy, you can hear every, let's say, 20 seconds or so, a loud whirring of a mechanism followed by a clunking, like a heavy slam, before you hear like a chuck, 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 chuck.
This dude's just going back and forth right now.
Chuck, 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 chuck.
Cool.
The good old-fashioned Koopa Castle.
Neat. Here we go.
More runs into the room, up to the door.
Neat.
Monet follows calmly.
And you open the door, Rootmore.
Oh, he's going to check it for traps first, of course.
Sure.
Just in case, let's see, 30.
It is not trapped.
Cool.
Okay. As you push the door inward... No, sorry. As you pull the door. It's a pull door, that's important. As you pull the door open, it's just in time for there to be another loud crash, and you can see the floor tilted extremely quickly to the side as the statues on the right begin to slide down, and you look to your left, and you can see impaled on one of the spears is a now wriggling kobold zombie. The statues slide at the end, slamming into the zombie before it slowly begins to reset, and the floor begins to tilt back up into place. The kobold then slowly slides itself, pulling itself off of the spear with a sickening squelching noise before it pops free, falling to the floor, and it begins crawling forward again before it steps on the trap again, and once again, the same happens.
That's cool. See, I remember that guy was dead the first time we came in here. Just the dead kobold.
Can we surmise that it's only going off because he keeps hitting the buttons? And it's not just set to keep going?
That seems to be what's happening.
Okay. His thought Scarab had looking in there and that it's going off is like counting the intervals. Like, could we make it across before it slams again? But...
I mean, we could also go around and set and just leave it, this guy to his... to this.
Very true. It's quite calm.
Because there is a way around.
There is, but this was the secret.
But there was
this
another...
This could be the safest path. Even though this is happening, that's just what Scarab has in mind. And Matthew. That this... We could have not found this at all, I think. So it could be the safe... Big air quotes, safe path.
Does it look like he's about to quote-unquote die and this will finally stop moving? If not, Rumor will throw some needle darts at him until he dies.
It's hard to tell with undead.
Yeah.
How close they are to dying again.
But no, we can't. If you fear going through here, we can try another way.
It just seems like it's already taking care of him. So, and there is a way around.
Needle darts!
Okay.
But as far as this goes, I think we have like three safe, or again, quotes, three smaller safe rooms before the well room.
16 to hit.
That is a hit.
Hell yeah.
But I think the other way is like just a hallway all the way around to the well, right?
14 piercing.
As the trap resets itself, the heavily pummeled zombie begins to pull itself off of the spear again, just in time for Rootmore to flick his hand in its direction. Your skewers fly across the room, impaling it in its head, and it falls limp, hanging there on the spear.
Cool. The trap calmed down?
It would appear so.
Hell yeah.
I'm down to go either way, whichever direction you guys want to.
I mean, the trap is stopped now, so...
Yes, leave no undead alive.
Do we have to do anything crazy to get past the trap, or could we slowly step to the safe tiles?
Yeah, you recall the positions of the marked flagstones, the ones that are pressure plates, and you feel confident that you could just easily step around them.
Come, it seems calm.
I will let you two go through first, because I might fuck it up.
Scarab steps on one of the plates.
I saw that.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I'm gonna wait, because...
Yeah, Scarab and Tricky slowly open the next doors, assuming that there's a horde of zombies on the other side, with all caution.
I mean, if there were, that'd be fun to just have them chase us down in here and get hit by the trap.
Mm-hmm.
It would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scarab and Tricky are going to walk fully into the next room and do a quick search. Cody. Ceiling, floor...
Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, aside from the place itself.
Aside from the ordinary.
This was like the... You remember this to be like some sort of prayer room that there are like hundreds of names inscribed on the wall, on both walls, and there are two long pews for reflection or paying respects. You still recall the hidden button underneath one of the names on the eastern wall that had opened the secret passage on the northern part of this room, the passage that is still open. And from here, you can see into the listening room again.
Shall we?
Yes. What's this little X here?
That's the button that opens the door.
Oh, thank you.
You press it and it slams.
Oh, my toe!
Just that elevator's Tricky and Scarab into the wall or into the ceiling. Resident Evil style.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Just cut it in half.
Scarab would like to listen into the hole, if possible. Do we hear anything from the other rooms?
So you remember in the middle of the room, there's like a hearing trumpet that you can direct towards one of the three holes in the room. The northwestern, the northeastern, and the southwestern.
Scarab wants to listen towards the well.
I turned the thingy.
Rumor, help me! Too small!
That would be towards the northeastern.
Yes.
Yes!
As you listen for a moment, you can hear, clear as day, kind of like a low, hissing, grumbling noise, followed by like a periodic thudding. It's like a...
That's northeast, you say?
Yeah. Correct.
I'm trying to remember if that was directly in the well room or if that could be picking up the dwarf or some other great beast.
It's not the dwarf. He's too deep in. I think it's the well area.
Okay. Scarab cocks his gun into the trumpet.
Any other directions you want to check out?
Let's check them all.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought the well was northwest.
East.
Nope. You turn the trumpet to the northwest, Monet, if you want to listen.
Yeah, that's where the
kitchen
and cells were.
You actually don't hear anything. Your memory kicks in, and you remember the last time it was pointed in this direction, you heard the subtle whispered prayers of Barliss.
Yeah.
Meaning that this direction points towards the reliquary.
Yeah, southwest is the kitchen.
And Rootmore, since you love kitchens, you turn it to the southwest and you listen. And in this moment, you can hear what sounds like a lot of hissing and grumbling. Like many overlapping voices.
Oh,
you... Oh, nope, it's just popcorn.
You also remember that
popcorn.
Last time you were in the kitchen when you freed, Edgren.
Edgren!
It was an Edward. What was it?
Ed something.
Should have brought him.
Should have forgot to ask!
Hey, buddy, you remember this place?
You remember when you freed Edgren that's where you had a confrontation with, like, half a dozen kobolds or so?
Yeah, oh god.
And you do also, if memory serves, recall that the kitchen did not have, or it had, like, loose, broken, swinging doors.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to the kitchen, right?
No, sadly not.
No. I mean, to be honest, now we'll see what happens.
Probably the well.
Got a bad feeling it may become my duty to kill every last undead in here. Let's go.
Agreed. If we find this gate or wall or whatever this symbol is, if we get lucky, maybe it'll just put them all down if we close it again. If not, yes, we have to clean out the building.
Scarab nervously grips his pistol with both hands, sheaths it, and takes off down the hallway.
Yeah, let's go. To the well!
All right, you make your way through the eastern hallway, and you remember this leads to the abbot's chambers.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself in front of the closed door leading therein.
Let's go therein.
All right. You open the door, and as you push it open, you can see a kobold with a mostly smashed head that is limply leaning against the eastern door, thumping against it with one arm.
That's the thumping we heard. Cool.
Okay. Headless, you say?
Nearly.
I won't continue with this, Nick.
Practice our stealth?
Or we could take him out right here. Nah, you wanna go hit it?
I'm game for whatever. I'm having a good time right now.
Yeah, Scarab and Tricky are going to sneak in.
Tippy-toeing.
Okay, give me a stealth check.
Yeah, if I can make it all the way behind him. I'm gonna roll for...
Not with Rootmore also trying to sneak.
5.
18.
Nothing in that.
Just hear him breathing.
Yeah, no. There's no stealthing happened.
Was it worse
day.
Than a 5?
He rolled doesn't that. Know we're coming.
Here's what happened. Tricky vigilantly crouches a little bit. Very short legs, so it's like an inch crouch.
No difference.
Scarab lays fully on Tricky's back. They're going to get in there and they're going to tusk this thing into the sky. They're going to smash it. They begin walking ever so slowly.
Clip, clop, clip, clop.
No, they're... Tricky clip, is like clop, sliding. Clop, clop. Sliding those hooves.
Sorry, just imagine like somebody dragging a chair.
Yeah.
Just... Stealthy pig.
Hey, his head is damaged. Maybe he doesn't have ears.
Rootmore, quiet!
Scared out of his mind, turns and screams at Rootmore with a natural one.
Yuck. The kobold very slowly turns half of its head towards you before it begins to stumble in place and reach its one good arm towards you. Roll for initiative.
Here we go.
Well, if we're gonna fuck up, now's the time to do it.
You're right!
Scarab, he tossed his gun into the air. He's trying to grab onto it. He grabs hold. Mm-hmm. Ready to go. Let's rock.
What'd y'all get?
20.
21.
23.
Scarab, you're first.
Fire!
That is going to be 28 to hit.
Critical.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, finally.
So neat.
31 points of damage.
As the zombie reaches out with its one good arm, you flip up your barrel and shoot straight through the hand and through the good half of the kobold's head, sending it flying backwards into the door with a thud, where it slumps to the ground and moves no more.
Nice.
I'm sorry, I yelled. sorry, I yelled at you, Runemore.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Not worried. This is fun.
Scarab's gonna reload.
I'm a bit on edge. Does somebody else want to get the door?
Yeah, I could get it unless you want to, Monet.
You go for it, Runemore.
All right.
Opening the door to the east, you recognize this is the hallway that connected to the south, the circular room with the Varg wheels, and to the north, the chapel where you encountered the demon-worshipping kobolds.
Ah.
Devil-worshipping, specifically.
The devil. The devil.
Move forward and take a peek around the corner.
Nothing to the north, and nothing to the south. All seems quiet.
Too quiet.
No reason to go south. Push forward.
As he's walking, I'll make a check for traps down this hallway. 26.
None that you see.
Oh boy. Is the hallway keep going north, or is it cut to the left?
Cuts to the left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's check this door for traps. 26 again.
I wonder if any of the scales yet live. This is terrible.
No traps.
All right. Church!
You find yourself once again in a dwarven chapel, where once, at the head of it, it seemed there stood some larger piece that has been carved away, chipped down, and replaced with a looming statue of Droskar. There's a great deal of blood spattered on the statue and at its feet.
Rootmore would like to push the statue over.
Ooh.
Yeah, give it a try.
It'll work. That would... Let me see.
Just do a shove.
Yeah, shove. Or a suds up. Okay, it's not terrible. 12.
Do you want some help with that?
Are you vandalizing?
There's nothing we can do about it, Monet. It's stuck fast.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Scarab and Tricky will also walk up.
Telling you it's impossible.
Come on, Monet. Let's do it for our boy.
Sorry, let me draw a little circle for you so you can... That's where the statue would be.
Okay.
That's why I was standing in the wrong spot.
Tricky got a 29.
Monet got a 23.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Runemore, with the power of friendship, you were able to topple the profane statue.
Wow!
It falls to the west, slowly at first, picking up speed before it crashes into a pew and shatters.
Take that,
big old sound.
Well, Droskar, you see what happened?
Maybe you'll send some of your spirits in here to clean out the place, right? Help us with some of the work.
He's weak. He's powerless.
Doesn't hurt to try, right?
If you want to be friends with babies.
I fear these new gods.
As the sound of the crash begins to ebb, you hear at the northern door, thump, thump, thump. And then at the western door, thump.
Yeah.
Thump.
Bad idea.
Thump.
We're going north.
It's like I never played a zombie game before.
So what's up with these pews? They move?
Yeah, they're not fixed to the floor. You could move them.
Oh, cool.
Up against that west door. Yeah. That's what Tricky's going to start doing, is shoving this middle pew.
I hope.
Yeah.
Natural one.
I don't help.
Mark puts his hands on a bench and just slips and falls.
Oh my god. 25. 25 to push the pew.
Rootmore slips, falls, Tricky trips on Rootmore.
Did you roll 1-2?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Rootmore, we need some space between us.
Space.
Keeps happening.
Space.
There's six of these. Why are we going after the same one?
Well, it's because Monet did such a good job. Did such a good job that she moved it out of the way of both of us. as we fall to the ground.
As you begin to slowly move these pews unsuccessfully, the thudding to the west begins to grow in number and pace. Thump, thump, thump. Thump, thump, thump. Thump, thump, thump. Thump, thump, thump. The door is beginning to shake.
Time freeze. Is it worth it to put more pews, or should we just start heading north?
Can we even go north? Is there...
Is that not a door up north?
There's a door to the north, yeah. And a door to the west.
Yeah, there's a door to the north.
I say we just open the north door before they break down the west door. Take them out one at a time.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Welcome.
Welcome to church. Please have a seat.
Welcome to church. Give me money. Give me money.
Rootmore, as you open the door, I need a reflex save.
Boy, boy. Oh. 14.
That is a fail. As you push open the door, pushing open the right door, a set of kobold hands grabs at your arm and attempts to bite you.
Oh!
Does a 22 hit you?
Miss.
All right. The
good stuff.
Zombie kobold's teeth bite weakly at your armor, unable to pierce, but it is currently holding your arm. Roll for initiative.
Here we go.
Can be a lot of little initiatives.
Yeah.
Here we go.
A lot of low rolls. Uh-oh, bad die. Bad die today, real bad die. I think we can all agree.
Wow. Rolled another 26.
Good. Good, Rootmore. Keep it up, buddy.
What about you, Money?
22.
Okay. And Scarab?
17.
Okay. Rootmore, you're first.
All right. Let go of me. I don't like it.
He's going to try to break out of this. Leave unarmed strike. Oh, natural 20.
You wrench your arm free from the kobold's grip.
Break free, okay.
Yeah, you wrench your arm free of his grip and shove him back. He is now in the corner behind the door next to you.
Okay. And then so many good rolls.
Keep it up, buddy.
Yeah, we'll do it. This will be at a -5.
Vicious swing!
Don't forget MAP for...
Yeah, -5, so that's a 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah. 14 bludgeoning.
And you crush the zombie's skull.
Yeah!
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yay!
Did he drop any ammo or healing? Yeah, come on.
Give me, dropped... Another zombie?
Just no, damn another it.
Pocket zombie! Damn it! I didn't know we were so far along in the curse. Pocket zombies are everywhere.
They keep coming, like fractals. Alright, which way do you go now?
For real, do me a solid and just leave an ammo pouch on one of these zombies. That's all I'm saying.
Is this Resident Evil?
Please? Can it be?
Walking into the room, you can see the well again in the middle. The western door, you can hear thudding again.
Can these doors be locked, including the one we just went through?
They do not have any, like, barricade or anything like that. No lock bar.
Okay.
No Alu lock bar.
Yeah.
Is the well the same way we left it?
Yep.
Cool.
Doesn't seem like anything's changed there. You can also still see the smoky tunnels to the east. They are still billowing smoke. Sorry, I'm getting my reveal tool again.
Right, and that's the way to that dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's good. We'll just leave him.
Yeah, he's fine.
That's,
I mean, if we're going to kick his ass, now would be the time, but I don't think we need to.
I mean, doesn't it seem kind of wrong? He's just in there toiling away, and you want to go stop his toiling?
Sure, he's been alive for thousands of years.
Wrong god.
I mean, unless he's making the perfect weapon or something, is he going to get any stronger, you know? Deal with him when we deal with him.
I can go in there and be annoying and just force my religion on him.
Go ahead and give me a perception check. Somebody, anybody.
Listening to the doors, I don't think we have time.
25.
28.
Nice.
Monet, you can barely pick up, coming from the tunnels in the east, you can still hear the slight tinking of an anvil at work.
Does it sound malicious?
It sounds hard at work. you can hear the
sharp sword.
From the room you just left, the chapel, you can hear that the thudding on the door is becoming even louder, almost like more bodies have begun banging against the door. The door to your west only has a light thudding, sounding similar to the northern door that you just came through. And all of you can start to hear, echoing up from the well, groaning and hissing.
And a cat.
And a cat who's excited for Din Din.
Okay, that's good. It's good we can hear that, because if we didn't hear anything, Rootmore was going to throw this body down the well to see if anything reacted.
You could try to pick down if you'd like.
Yeah, let's look down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you peer over the well and look, you can see no fewer than 6, 7 of these all clamoring around at the bottom of the well, almost like they're attracted to the noise of the statue, and that's the closest sound, the closest source of sound that they could pick up from. So it almost appears like a grotesque wriggling mass of kobold bodies down there as they crawl over each other and fall down repeatedly.
There's a roll I want to do, but I also don't want to bring it to Cody's attention in case he's not thinking about it.
What's up?
I don't know. I don't want to bring it to your attention if you're not thinking about it.
Well, then you can edit this out, so hit me with it.
But he doesn't want you to know it.
Do we have a side?
Couldn't you just do, on roll 20, whisper name message?
Oh.
Dang it, man.
I have an idea, but I don't know if we have this stuff. I need, like, grease or oil. And I don't...
Oh, Monet has oil.
Yeah?
Yeah. Of course she does.
You would notice Scarab looking down the well, he reaches at his back and he has 4 torches on him.
That's a good idea. I was thinking just drop a bomb, something.
Scarab looks. He looks in his pouch. He looks at you guys.
Do we have oil? Anything flammable?
Oh, Monet has oil, is what Monet says.
She just starts, just olive oil. She's just dropping some big old jug of vegetable oil. Just pouring it on
the
ground.
Prepared.
Yeah, I do.
You're pouring it on the ground.
Did you want some? Open your mouth. Monet doesn't eat food. So I figure, like, kitchen, yeah, but ew, not trying to do that.
Okay.
Yes, we got to.
Yeah. The thing I was thinking, just gonna do it. Keep an eye out for Rick. Don't want this guy sneaking up on us. Creepy Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Rick.
Yeah, creepy Rick.
I trust you.
And then suddenly Dustin walks in. He's behind there.
That would be so. That would be worth a character death. I wouldn't even care.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Hey there, Justin. You need to visit. You need to kill somebody. It's been too long. Pep up our show, boy. Bring us death.
But yeah, no, Monet can start. Okay, because here's the thing, and I said it to Emad in this in secret. I was thinking about dropping a Beyblade down there.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Because, I mean, drop the Beyblade, dump the oil on the Beyblade, torch that bitch.
It does send sparks in all directions.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun.
We do potentially have people coming from behind us. I think we should take care of them, honestly, personally.
Right now?
I think if we just keep running, it's going to be...
Rumor's already opening the door.
No, oh my god.
There's no... By looking at this, there's no way these zombies below can destroy the integrity of the well.
No.
Okay.
They can't even reach the well itself. If you remember, the well stops and it's kind of like well, now like a trash chute.
Yeah, because so there's no rope.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, as long as we can wait on them, let's take care of these other hoes.
All right. Moira runs back into the chapel room.
Wait, before you do that, Jesus Christ, Emma, let me drop my Beyblade first. Okay. Golly.
What did you say? Open the door.
Monet wants to dump some oil. Like this. Coating them all. Coating all of them.
Yeah. Okay. And you do.
And then she... So long.
And then drop the bottle, see if you can bop them on the head.
Drop the bottle, go, and then, so they go, and then Monet is going to drop a Beyblade on them.
Monet, you get a pee-pee for being prepared with oil and getting to make use of it in a cool way. As you channel your, I forgot your class's name, as you channel your kineticist energies down into the well, you summon your Beyblade, your whirling grindstone at the base. Almost immediately, there is a cacophony of hissing, squelching, and splattering as it begins cutting away at each of the kobold zombies down below. But beyond that, it is only a moment before the sparks set off by the grindstone ignite the cooking oil that you've dumped down the well. And almost in an instant, in a flash, there's a great orange light that comes up from the well as each of the kobold zombies is ground away and burned.
Gross.
Nice.
What's it smell like? Man.
Horrible.
Already smelled like death. Now it smells like cooked to death.
Yeah, now it smells like...
Now it's just spreading further.
Charred flesh.
You're going straight
hot
up.
Hot oil. And ground stone. Fetid blood.
Stir fry.
It's not good. It's not good. Yeah, stir fry. Yeah. It smells like a really shitty wok.
Dried, now heated poop.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
This bench is too heavy in the front of the door. I need help.
Don't talk about my wife that way.
Oh, God. Okay, Monet will start making her way back into that room as well.
Rootmore, as you begin pulling at the bench, trying to move it, the door breaks.
Oh.
The right side of the door is knocked off of its hinges and forms like a sloped ramp leaning on one of the pews, the pew that's in front of the door, and the dead slowly begin crawling over it and into the room. Roll for initiative.
Here we go. Jesus.
Whoa! Hey, Bunch here! Hello!
And of course I roll low this time.
You got any more oil?
Nope.
Alright, what'd you get, Rumor?
17.
What'd you get, Monet?
18.
And Scarab?
27.
Beautiful. Alright, Scarab, you're up first. You see the dead slowly begin to crawl over the wall.
Let's keep it simple. Scarab is going to fire at the one to the south of Rootmore, the one that just broke in.
Let's go.
Yeah, baby. 33 to hit.
Pretty cool.
Yeah! Yes, finally.
35 damage.
Ah!
And you blast the zombie back into the hallway.
Yeah!
Come on, come on!
Scarab reloads and fires at the... I see the purple kobold of...
You do see.
Of before
Because
times.
As you blast that zombie back, the next one crawling over the door is the zombie of old Girdlecap.
Girdlecap! Bastard!
Fires again.
Natural 20!
Oh, oh my God. Hell yeah, get that card.
Yes, finally. Oh, when it counts, when it counts.
Oh, that's stupid. I need a different one.
Do it.
No. Put it back there.
And then grab from the front.
Yeah.
No.
No. I was going to do a flip-flop.
Almost as if emboldened by Scarab's new forming purpose. It's going to do 42 damage.
Whoa!
It was a triple damage hit.
That's ridiculous. For Girdle Clip?
Mm-hmm.
For Girdle Clip? For Girdle Clip?
Yeah, 42 will do it. As your shot flies at the face of Girdle Clip, you get a flashback to the last time you shot this kobold in the head. And just like before, his head snaps back and he tumbles off into the hallway.
Jesus.
Scarab's eyes seem to like haze over, like change color as he comes back into it. He's in the fight. That's it. Or actually, free action, Tricky is going to 5, 10, 15, 20. He's going to step to the other side of the door.
An assembly line of death.
Okay, that will let you see the last remaining zombies.
Oh boy.
Three.
Three more down the hall.
Monet, you're up.
Okay. Monet is going to yell out to Rootmore. Can you please just take a step to your left? And then she's going to start sparking with electricity.
I can't share the same space as a zombie.
No, like down.
Oh, down. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she's going to start sparking with electricity and she will hold
her
turn.
Okay. You will delay. Rumor, you're next. Just bear in mind that there is a door separating you from the zombie to your west. It is the one that is, here, let me draw. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like still closed.
Yes. This one is still closed. This one is broken down and they are climbing over that.
Okay. So Rootmore will step to the south.
Right here, Monet!
Yep.
Perfect.
Does that still work for you with that door being there?
Where she's going, she don't need a body.
Okay.
Vicious swing! Dirtbag!
Is that okay? Because she becomes just the physical embodiment of electricity and light.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll allow that. Or you could also just ask Rootmore to spend one of his actions to open the door.
What do you? Okay.
Yeah. So here's my hesitation.
Is moving the door always like a full action?
Yes.
Or can it be done during a movement? No.
No, it's an action.
Yeah.
It's a move action. So I would just say yes. The only thing I don't want to do is I don't want to set a precedent that says Monet can go through physical objects.
Yeah.
Unless they're like particular. If it were like a metal door, I would say okay. Because you could like conduct your way through it. Mm-hmm. But it's a big wooden door.
I see.
Would he have to move since that door's open now?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Unless you want to get shocked.
Oh no, I don't want to get shocked.
He can move.
Regular hammer attack!
I don't know what you're talking about.
I need him to be out of... Okay.
You want a lightning dash. Get that.
So I was going to go stand here, and then I was going to lightning dash through.
Yeah, straight through to hit both of these guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if he is willing to spend an action to open this door, he can open it from where he is.
He opened it.
Okay.
He was asking if he still needed to move.
Oh, I got you. Okay,
and
now I'm caught up.
Yeah.
23 to hit.
That's a hit.
10 bludgeoning damage.
I love it. Elevate Rootmore.
And that's it.
Monet would like to take her turn.
Alright, there you go, Monet.
Okay, so Monet will move. And she's gonna charge up and then just turn into a ball of lightning and dash 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 right here. So she will dash through them.
And do I do a reflex save for that, or is it a roll to hit for you?
Let me double check. It is a reflex save.
Okay, and that's just going to be the two on the northern part of the hallway?
Yes.
Okay. Undead, not very good reflex saves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But very good roll.
It's against McClass DC, which is 21.
Okay.
21.
All right. One of them succeeds with a 24, and the other fails with a 13.
All right.
Good.
The one that Rootmore clobbered is the one that succeeded, and the other one failed.
Okay, good. It's better that way.
But Max?
Big.
What'd you get?
Big. I got two 12s.
Yes!
On two 12s on 2d12s?
About as big as that can get, I think.
Max damage!
So, yeah. There's nothing added. So the one that saved takes 12 damage. The one that failed takes 24.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Electricity damage.
And now, too, this hallway is filled with the smell of singed flesh.
Loves cooking the dead.
As each of the zombies hisses and sputters in place before you hear the sickening pops of their organs rupturing and they collapse to the ground.
Yes.
And Monet's elements are discharged.
Due to science, they're still moving and I'm unsure if they're not dead or... Help!
They're dead.
Help!
One of them is healthy. Come here. Don't touch me.
And as if on cue, let's see, which way does he go? That was a big noise.
As if on cue sounds like a Cajun dish.
As if on cue.
You want to sit down now, I'll have you some as if on cue.
Let me tell you, let me spin you a yarn real quick.
I really want some boudin. We need to go back to boudin. Boudin.
I got some boudin. I got some boudin in the fridge that I've been meaning to bring over here so Emon could have some boudin.
Ooh.
Oh, we need to make some remoulade.
Yes, I got a book. I just need to get the stuff.
All right, so the last remaining zombie was slowly staggering towards the door, but as there is a immediate crackle of lightning and thunder, it instead spins in place and slowly moves over to you, Monet.
It's okay. He doesn't have to do that.
And it will attempt to lunge at you. Not good. That is a 12.
That is a miss.
And that is it for the zombie.
Cool.
Scarab,
finish him.
Yeah. Scarab puts his right hand on Rootmore's head as he leans his body into the hallway, right hand on Rootmore's head, left hand on his gun.
Rootmore, cover your ears.
Fires at the zombie.
My hands are full.
God dang, a 35 to hit.
Critical.
Jeez, all over.
Three crits in a row.
My gun's working. Okay. A lower one. That's going to be a 27. Cold, no, I don't think cold iron. I think that's just for demons and fae. Unless they're fae touched.
Never know.
Don't shoot Monet. Please don't shoot Monet.
This is assurance.
Monet, as this zombie reaches out trying to grab at you, suddenly a bullet whizzes through the side of its head and it slumps to the ground.
Nice.
And you are all out of initiative.
Yeah.
Just a bit of cleanup.
We're death dealers to undead. Zombie killers. This feels good.
Feels really good. Really good. Back to the well.
Don't stray all by yourself. Please wait.
There are more. There are more in the door to the west.
come, Scarab.
Oh, this door.
Jesus.
Just slamming through the hallway.
Buddy system.
Ready to crack this door open?
Tricky only has one speed.
I'm tired of them trying to bite me every time I open the door. It's silly. I'm gonna get a rope. He ties a rope around the doorknob. And like steps 5 feet away.
He's gonna pull it open with him. Okay.
Could Tricky or can Scarab hold an action fire on first zombie scene?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Wait, Monet will tie rope to the other door and do the same.
Okay. Cool. I like it.
She's got like three ropes. She's really prepared.
We can also ready an action as well, because it's one action to pull the door, and then the other two actions is our ready to action.
Does anyone recall this room?
Oh, shit. Money's gonna channel her elements, by the way.
I'm having trouble placing what was in this room and what we faced.
It might just be a hallway.
Scarab, you actually could not forget this room. This is the room where you encountered the ghouls.
Where we found...
And where you found the head of pig.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the jail cell.
Oh, my God. If you do some... Don't. No. Nah, that couldn't happen. He's headless.
Yeah, Rootmore's gonna ready in action.
Yeah, I'm not remembering any, like... Scarab's feeling kind of crazy. He's gonna hunt prey on pigs. Pig's leftovers, just in case.
Okay.
Money will ready in action to do a two-action elemental blast.
And Scarab will fire on
the
first undead.
No, I can't do
that.
It's one action. Do an elemental blast, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same. Ready in action to swing at anything that comes within range.
All right. So you brace yourselves and you pull at the doors. Rootmore, you can barely make out the back of one of the zombies. It seems that they're now banging on the southern door.
Ah.
They don't seem to have noticed you opening the door.
Oh. Interesting.
They still have X's on them.
Those are not the kobolds.
Oh.
Those are the leftover corpses of the ghouls.
I see it now.
They were dead, re-deaded, and unless it's an even stronger magic.
They should stay down.
While they're busy, Rootmore will regather his rope. Well.
Scarab's gonna chill off on his held action.
Well, we should probably take care of them regardless.
Yeah. Sneak in there. Roll stealth.
Scarab's gonna stay right where he is.
Honey will also stay right where she is.
Six.
I don't know why you keep going first in these. I'm gonna be sneaky. No, you're not.
I might get one.
It's like, well,
know.
Maybe he'll roll like a 15 or something natural and be fine. No.
We need to get you some thick robes, religious man.
It sounds very hot.
Fine.
No, no, no! What's the temperature in your suit?
I'm practically naked under these plates. If every once in a while I like to take them off, let them cool off. You ever put just metal on your bare skin?
Ooh. You do understand I wasn't suggesting you wear the robes over that.
It's well, very comfy.
No, we're totally fine. We're good. You're good. You're good, bro.
Rumor as you stomp and clawed and clang your way into the room, the two zombies on the southern door turn their attention towards you and begin to move. Roll for initiative.
Here we go.
Ah, good evening.
Wild a little initiatives. All right, Monet, what'd you get?
28.
Scarab.
28.
Rumor.
29.
Rumor, you're first.
Oh, cool.
See, again, every time you speak as Rumor, he is saying it out loud. To no one.
Oh, cool.
Two zombies. Just really excited to see
just
them.
Sneak in here. They turn around. Oh, cool. Ah, I love this guy. he should be dead.
let's switch it up a bit. Divine Lance! At the nearest one. Oh, 29.
Oof. Critical.
Oh, God! Yes!
Yes, oh. Finally!
Oh. 19 spiritual damage at the closest one.
Yeah, your divine lance collides with his chest, and as it does, it fills all of his insides with a holy light that then immediately in a flash just blows out of all of his orifices before the zombie falls to the ground lifeless.
Oh, look at him go!
So unnecessary. Do it again.
Do it again.
Goodbye, lad!
I would love to.
You need some of those boots of extra action. I'm sure those exist. We'll find them in here.
Who's going next in initiative?
Don't know. God hasn't told us.
Don't rush me.
Well, if you guys tied, you guys decide.
Oh, either way, I'm just going to shoot my gun. You want to roll about it?
10.
All right, Monet.
Well, before Rootmore's turn is over, he's going to cast Guidance on Monet.
Beautiful.
What's Guidance do?
+1 to attack rolls and, let's see.
One time or for the round?
One attack time. Roll, perception check, saving throw, skill check.
Okay, Monet will step in.
You want to do a skill check?
You want to do a step check? Don't slip.
With
blood.
It's also attack rolls, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to get me to waste it. Yes. Yeah, I'll do a perception check. Just kidding.
He's really dead.
Monet will do a two-action elemental blast on that last one.
All right, hit him.
Add that one.
To the attack roll?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, that is a 31.
Yeah.
To
hit.
Critical hit.
It's a magical critical hit.
Big. Okay. Good.
You guys just using your
cantrips,
special beam cannons on these level nothings.
Sugar!
They weren't even aware of us.
I know.
Yeah. So she will.
Final flash!
Hurl.
Spirit bomb these Cybermen real quick.
She hurls just a absolute friend ton. That's for you, Mom. Stones at this guy. 4.
What a funned up hit. That's ridiculous.
18. No, sorry, double. I forgot it's double.
36.
Or we just
roll twice. No, yeah. Sorry. Get the full magnitude here.
32 damage.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, your torrent of stone slams into the zombie, pinning him to the wooden door behind him, and he is dead.
Cool.
Ridiculous.
Quit using all the moves that only have 10 PP.
We're gonna run out before the gym leader.
That doesn't cost anything.
That was so sick.
Do you need to rechannel your elements after elemental blast? No?
Nope.
Okay. So as you continue to channel your elements, the stones remove themselves from the door and recollect, and the body slumps to the floor.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. They, recollect and turn into, little tiny pebbles that just float around her in a 10-foot emanation.
I like that. You're like a tiny Earth. Solar system.
Yeah. Yeah, she got, little stones, little shards of metal, and, there's electricity sparking between the little shards of metal. Yeah.
You're like Earth in the, I think it was, what was it, the 60s after they shot, heard that they shot a nuclear... They detonate a nuclear bomb in space to see what it did. And I was like, oh, wow. It created a big light in the sky and all that. And then for the following month, satellites were falling from the sky.
That still happens.
Just creating great debris up, but it just created a radiation field that was destroying satellites.
The amount of trash that's currently just flying around Earth right now is ridiculous. From destroyed satellites, defunct satellites... space debris from crap that we've launched out there that's failed. Yeah. All kinds of crap just floating around out there.
That's me. Space
all that
trash.
Failure and destruction. Right in one person.
Floating about.
Oh, that was cool. Anything new in this room? Perception check? Probably not. 28?
Probably not.
All right.
Rootmore runs back and just leaps down the well.
Should probably look down the well again to see how it's doing.
How do you do with 40-foot falls into a lake of fire?
She didn't. It's probably still burning, but there's no Beyblade down there anymore because she didn't sustain it.
Yeah, so we'll check the rope and stuff, make sure it's still good, and...
I don't remember. Did you guys cut the rope at some point when you were up last time?
No, Rick, the human, the still human Rick, broke the rope.
But we attached more, and if not, I have rope to do so.
What do you mean by still human Rick?
Patches.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Oh.
And then Monet fell.
Yeah.
I think, or no, Monet didn't fall.
Yes.
Or were we attached to it, or Monet was attached to it?
It was never cut.
No, it was cut.
It was?
Justin's character cut it.
Yeah, we just fixed it.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
He cut it, and then he dipped, and then there was Rick.
Okay. There should be rope. If it's cut, we've got plenty of rope on us, too.
Yeah, Monet's got, like, 3.
Because we had to get out of there.
It's a lot of rope.
She got 2. She got 2 rope. She also has 5 torches.
Not to lay out a pun, but there is a tricky bit here about getting Tricky down the well.
Mm-hmm.
We had to leave him last time.
It's not happening this time.
So if it would take more rope...
There's also another way down here they've been using that's not the well. We just haven't found it yet.
You do recall when you went through the tunnels to the east that on the far side of the room there was a staircase that seemed to be heading down.
Be worth a try.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not leaving Tricky up here.
Agreed. Let's look for that staircase.
Tricky won't stay up here.
Can I do a quick perception on the tink tink on to the east?
You still hear it? Yeah, you know that in order to get past it, you would likely have to deal with him in one way or another.
Oh, it's in his room.
In that room.
Well, how do we get Tricky over that way?
Tricky got in there before. Mm-hmm.
You just have to squeeze through the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was...
It takes time to get through it, that's all.
The issue was Scarab went from full health to nearly dead in one turn because of the shit that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were level, like, 3 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mona's just gonna stand over here and she's gonna put on her face mask.
Yeah. Gear up.
Agreed. We'll do the same.
I won't lie. This dwarf puts intense fear in my chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he scarred me so. Like, I would have been down if I didn't run from the room. But...
I'm not afraid. Undead is undead. I'm terrified.
To the forge.
Alright, so you don your gas masks, improvised so many days ago, and you make your way down the smoke-filled tunnels.
Caravan uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community-use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. The Cursed Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is written by Matt.
Thank you.
We would also like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the music and ambiance we use in pretty much all of our episodes.
Use them in your games.
Use them in your games. Use them in when you're taking a shower. Use them when you're sleeping. You can find out more about Michael Gelfi at michaelgelfi.com and check out their Patreon and YouTube links in our description. Please leave a comment and rate us 5 stars on your podcast app of choice. Emad?
We've got a comment on YouTube. This is our Baldur's Gate 3 run, which we need to get back on that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that.
Me too.
Comment by Nurse Ratchet.
I need
said,
to eat.
Y'all did an awesome job with your characters. They look how I imagined from the Cursed Caravan.
That's cute.
That's awesome.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, I was glad. Granted, you can't do a whole ton with the faces in Baldur's Gate. I'm very happy with how Ronk turned out.
Yeah,
there's good reason that you can't do a lot with the faces, and that's because all of the faces that are there were motion acted.
Oh, really?
Mo-capped. Yeah. So it's like...
That's cool.
Yeah, they didn't want to do away with any integrity in the emotions, and I applaud that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I like it. They look awesome.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Super cool. Thank you, Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah, so leave us comments. Make happy us for it.
And also, as far as the comments are concerned, we don't have a thing that notifies us that we get comments. I know there are a lot of platforms out there, so if you left a comment like a long time ago and you're like, I haven't read it yet, send us an email that you left a comment on so-and-so carrier, and I'll look for it and read it.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, talk to us on YouTube. I tend to see those, and I'm down to talk to cool people.
Yeah. So, and our email, just for that purpose, and any other purpose you have to email us, is thecursedcaravan@gmail.com. And we'll answer your questions, we'll read your comments, and we'll have a good time. But yeah, all of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't open any strange books and read the stuff inside if you don't know what it means. Bye-bye.
Oh yeah, don't forget Tricky. Which I also like to imagine, like, when you go to take him, he, like, almost doesn't want to go. It's kind of like when you drop your kids off at daycare. Not that I have kids, but when kids are dropped off at daycare, i.e. when I was dropped off at daycare, and you're like, I don't want to be here. This sucks. This is awful. I can't believe you're leaving me here. And then when it's time to go, it's like, oh, already? But I was having fun. I made new friends.
I was making the Legos.
That's
your
what I
daycare
remember.
Experience was very different than mine.
Well, I had to go to daycare at my parents' job because they worked 16 hours a day.
That's fun. Yeah, I remember digging through big plastic bins of Legos and like making little cars and stuff.
We couldn't have Legos because kids would choke on them. Yeah.
One time at daycare, so weird. They had a Super Nintendo and they were playing Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh, that's a great game.
Yeah. What was I, like 4 or 5? That's kind of a weird thing to have at daycare.
Yep. At daycare, I just got stuck playing house with a random girl who wanted me to be the dog. Guess she's into puppy play.
Little did she know. Little or maybe she know fully.
Ah, my formative years. Not true.
Cody barks to this day, arf arf.
I don't know. Barking hurts my throat.
No.
Arf.